Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy8. After years of making ads for a living and teaching students how to do it, I realized that the questions and creative process that I used at work could help more than make brands great. So this is a creative brainstorming workshop in less than 15 minutes where I help people get their greatness on.
Hello, everyone. I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy8, the brainstorming show, where we work through creative blocks and challenges. Today, we have our friend Sammy on the phone today. Say hello, Sammy.
Hello, everyone.
Sammy was a guest on episode 11 called Developing a Video Game, and she is back to tell us what's happened since then. So, Sammy, when we recorded your last show, your concerns were about developing the storyline for a video game, which then you could produce and create. I suggested you get all your ideas out so you could see them, and also counseled you on what the word no means when trying to bring a product to market. So, what happened to you after you were on the show?
Well, this ended up being a really good lesson in letting go. I still do, and back then I did really get a lot out of this philosophy of, you know, this get all your ideas out philosophy as a practice. But what I found was that, you know, my energy just kept dipping, and I was really struggling to find sticky ideas. So I took a step back to reevaluate where I actually wanted my 5 to 9 energy to go. You know, was it to make a video game or was it to do something else? At the time, I was working on a freelance project, and it was something that should have been very much in my wheelhouse. But for some reason, the rounds of edits were just so exhausting. Normally, a side hustle would, you know, fuel my day job and give me energy, but instead, I was just feeling really depleted. So that's when I decided to just take a sabbatical and just take a break from writing articles, take a break from video games, storyboarding, and just kind of recenter myself.
Okay, so basically what happened was we had talked, and I gave you some advice, and you started practicing it, but then you started realizing that you were hitting a wall. You were starting to hit burnout, basically. And so then you decided on your own to take a step back and give yourself a break so you could see where you were going to go from there.
Yes.
And then you realized that you hit your wall when you were trying to work on a side gig, and it was too much of a grind to try and get it done when previously that wouldn't have been an issue for you at all.
Yep, you got it.
All right. And then I also wanted to clarify, the kind of video game that you're interested in developing is not an action-oriented video game. It's more of this narrative, story-driven kind of video game?
Yes, I was very inspired by games like Grizz or Celeste. I wanted to create something, and I still do someday create something that really spoke more to, you know, the emotional metaphors, something that could be even therapeutic or restorative.
Great. All right. So you didn't continue working on the video game, but you felt laying out your ideas worked for you. Did you do anything else differently from the action items that we discussed?
In general, I just felt like I couldn't find my creative bearings, so I ended up taking almost a year off from all of my projects and just really sat back and decided to, think about what I really wanted to do and find something that I felt passionate about again. So I started writing for fun with no intention of sharing it. And I found that I was really getting the most joy from projects that didn't need to be anything. You know, I didn't need to share my writing with anyone. I didn't need to pitch it to anyone. It was just for me.
What kind of writing was that?
It was poetry. I really love writing poetry. Ever since I was a kid, I've always written poetry. And, you know, the past few years, I really had taken a step back from that to focus on side hustles and my day job. But basically the way I dipped my toes back into my creative pool was to start writing these little haikus. And eventually it became, you know, a little chapbook. And it was just something that at first it really was just something that was coming from me naturally, never intended to share it, had no greater plan for it. But it actually helped me start to see that there were themes, that I was continuing to come back to and to write about. So in a lot of ways it, you know, by seeing the bigger picture, it actually, you know, made me feel more confident and, it helped out. a lot.
Yeah, when we had spoken on the phone before recording the show today, I thought you said something really interesting. You said, I felt I needed to see the bigger picture by going smaller. What does that mean?
You know, I think that for me, it meant instead of coming in with the big, great idea and then taking a bunch of small steps to bring that into fruition, instead I started with a really small step and instead that blossomed into the big idea. So it was really working backwards. I never expected the small steps to connect. I didn't think something was going to grow out of that, but one day I took a step back and realized, oh my gosh, I have like a collection of poems, and that was never my intention, but that's definitely what happened.
I love that. So what advice do you have for the listeners about this kind of thing?
You know, I'd really say give yourself permission to step back if you need to. Actually rest. Give yourself permission to rest. That can be very beneficial. Like a lot of listeners, so a lot of people might be able to relate to this. My community is very productive. A lot of my friends and my peers are constantly making really cool things and starting cool projects. And I have to say, it wasn't easy to pause when all this cool stuff was happening around me. But, you know, I knew that I was in a place where I wasn't going to create anything that I was proud of, or that I had a passion for if I burnt out. So I think that's probably my biggest piece of advice, is just step back when you don't feel productive. And like let go of that shame too, you know, because comparison can really weigh on you and you will see other people continuing to create, but you know, that's their journey, that's not yours. And so I guess that's my other piece of advice as well, is not only do this, but like practice letting go of the shame as well, because it's totally fine and almost like part of the process to sometimes have to take a backseat.
Do you have any feedback or advice about my show as to how it could have helped you differently?
You know, I think I received great advice. And I think that the last time I was on the show, I was really close to burnout and just not recognizing the signs. So I think that that was really where my writer's block was coming from. But I thought that the advice that you gave me last time was totally aligned with what I was trying to do. And I thought it was really good advice. You know, mapping out your ideas that way, concepting in that way, is really, really useful for any kind of creative project. And I think I just was not ready to take it yet.
So what's your thinking now after being on the show?
You know, I still want to make a video game someday. I've been keeping notes on character development. I always take notes on tiny details that come to mind. You know, my pitch is definitely not ready. I don't know when it's going to be ready. Maybe it's like we were talking earlier, you know, maybe when I'm 60, that's when I'll have my big break. And maybe that's when this, you know, maybe that will be my big break. But at the same time, I still feel like even though I'm taking these very small steps, that I am getting closer to creating the video game just by keeping it, you know, in the back of my mind and by keeping track of my ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I thought it was really, I really am intrigued by this idea of seeing the bigger picture by going smaller, because sometimes when you take on bigger projects, it's important to break it down into small, chewable bites. So in a way, even though it seems like maybe you took a step back and weren't working on it anymore, maybe what you're doing is learning how to refine your own creative process as to how you really absorb information and creative problem solving for yourself versus another process of maybe taking it large and then breaking it down. Maybe it's small first for you and then it grows into something bigger. So even though this past year, to you, it looks like you took a year off, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these chat books and all this poetry that you've been writing and all the themes that you've been starting to see, I wouldn't be surprised if those influenced the character development and the stories that you would then weave into the video game storyline development.
I hope so. I definitely find myself coming back to the same spaces over and over again, which has been really cool, actually.
Yeah, because you always have similar themes. There's always like you realize that you have a similar story to tell, and that it may come out in different types of mediums, but the story is still similar.
Oh, so definitely.
even though it looks like you weren't working, you probably were.
Funny how that happens. You can't stop.
You can't stop. Right. Actually, you probably weren't stopping. So don't give up.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
Well, you know, I would still love to stay in touch and find out what happens. I'd love to see what happens next.
Definitely. I hope that I have something cool to share with you like a year from now.
Well, I definitely think your past year experience has been very cool. I think that's a huge moment of self-discovery.
Yeah, it was freeing. I think that there's a lot of, especially the past decade, the 20s, entering the advertising community, I think there's a lot of pressure that you put on yourself constantly be the best and to have just like this crazy output of work. And there was something kind of empowering about stepping back and being like, I'm not meeting any deadlines. I'm just writing in my notebook and that's enough for me right now. And I don't know. At first it was a little scary, but I almost feel like I found a secret code or something. I feel a little happier and lighter, a little more free when I create now.
I love that.
It feels good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy, I think that's so wonderful for the audience to be able to hear that. And if we don't have anything else to say, I would actually love for you to help me say goodbye to the audience.
Oh, yes. Well, goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening. I hope it's helpful.
Oh, yes. I bet it is. I bet there's somebody else out there who's in the exact same situation as you. If this can at least help one more person, then it's done. Then the show has done its job.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to follow up. It was great. I love talking to you always. So wonderful.
It was great talking to you, too. Goodbye, audience.
Hope there was some creative problem-solving ideas you can use. I'm Megan Raymond, and thanks for listening to Showy8. You can listen on iTunes, Google Play, and Showy8.com. And follow me on Instagram @Showy8WiseWords for your daily inspiration.